Now, in this week's talking point, Colleen O'Connor looks at the huge gains made by the Czech crown or koruna against the euro and the dollar recently and asks whether this is good for the Czech economy.
Koruna v poslední době láme jeden rekord za druhým. Teď se dostala pod magickou hranici 25 korun za euro a ve čtvrtek se poprvé obchodovala za méně než 17 korun za dolar. Silný kurz měny už tradičně.
News talk shows in the Czech media this week have been full of discussions about the Czech crown, which has been repeatedly breaking new records against both the dollar and the euro, and leaving many financial analysts scratching their heads in amazement. Aleš Michl is an economist with Raiffeisen Bank.
Right now, the Czech koruna is the world's best performer against the both euro and US dollar this year. It means that the appreciation of the Czech koruna is the strongest than any other else in the world. So I would say that the current appreciation is, dramatic, robust, or even shocking.
Many feel the current rapid rise in the crown is due to speculators trying to make a quick buck on the currency's strength, and that there will be a so-called correction in the coming months, which will see its value decline slightly. Nonetheless, the underlying strength of the Czech economy, with a strong trade balance and high GDP growth, means that the Czech crown is still going to remain relatively robust, and its value may continue to appreciate gradually in the long term. Tomáš Sedláček is a leading economic analyst with the Czechoslovak Commercial Bank. He says the strength of the Czech crown is very much a double-edged sword, in that it puts more money in people's pockets, but could also damage local industry, as Czech products become too expensive for people buying them in euros and dollars.
To give an extreme example is to compare the Czech koruna to a dollar. Dollar was sold for 42 crowns a couple of years ago. Dollar is 2.5 times cheaper now. So in that respect, we have literally during our sleep, so to speak, we have more than doubled our wealth vis-a-vis the American economy. So of course, it's a great news for the Czech consumers. It's great news for people that travel abroad. It also helps to push down the prices of crude oil, etc., etc., petrol, all the things that we import are much cheaper than they would if koruna wouldn't be stronger. So, I mean, as we all know, economy always has two sides and two hands, and there is no such thing as a clearly good news. And it's also a matter of prestige. A stronger koruna, obviously, is a prestigious thing. What we have to pay is the exporters are the ones that suffer from this. The rest of the economy gains.
Despite the fact that the crown has been appreciating steadily in recent years, Czech export levels are still quite buoyant. Tomáš Sedláček says that this is because Czech manufacturers have been focusing increasingly on producing quality goods which are not as price sensitive as other merchandise.
It has been the general trend in our past 16 years of history. We have moved from, so to speak, price competitiveness, in other words, selling medium quality goods for very low price, to a market where our goods are so well respected that our Western customers are able or are willing to pay a higher price. And now a crown example of this is the Skoda cars, which used to be a very, very mediocre car in the beginning of the 90s. And if it ever was exported, it was really a low-end market. Now it's a car that is well-respected, it has a good name, so our customers are willing to accept an increase in the retail price.
In the years since EU accession, there's been a big increase in Czech exports to the Eurozone, and this has helped offset much of the negative impact of the crown's increased value. Nevertheless, there are signs that Czech exports to other EU countries are starting to flatten out. If the crown were to continue appreciating in value, this could hit Czech manufacturers pretty hard. Aleš Michl suggests that Czech exporters should start looking further afield to counter this potential problem.
I would say that right now the business could face this problem, changing its strategy from trading with the Eurozone to trading with the East. Because right now 90% of the export is the trading with countries such as US or Eurozone. So for us, the strategy of changing this trend for trading more with the East could solve this problem very much, I would say. It could be more balanced, I would say, portfolio of our exporters.
Besides concerns that Czech exporters will have their work cut out to stave off the effects of a strong Czech crown, It seems that the currency's appreciation has also caused complications in other areas.
Sílící měna ale dělá starosti i těm, kteří čerpají peníze z evropských fondů. Projekty jsou totiž schvalovány v eurech. Ministerstvo financí...
A TV news story reveals that the appreciation of the Czech crown means that at least 10% has been wiped off billions of euros in EU cohesion funds, which were agreed with the European Union in 2005. The money, which had been earmarked for vital public works projects to improve the country's infrastructure, will now have to be supplemented from the public exchequer, because the Czech authorities inexplicably failed to use any hedging mechanisms to protect the funds from currency fluctuations. Tomáš Sedláček says the whole affair is a salutary lesson for Czech fiscal policymakers, who are perhaps naive in their approach to handling EU monies.
I think it was just overlooked. It's an issue that nobody expected, or it's an issue that perhaps it's also a novelty for us. We're not used to this. It's a good lesson for next time. All these things must be hedged or should be hedged.
Considering that around 80 billion crowns, or approximately $4.75 billion at current exchange rates, are estimated to have been wiped off the value of EU subsidies to the Czech Republic, it seems that the Czech fiscal authorities have made a pretty expensive mistake. Not surprisingly, Aleš Michl does not take as charitable a view of the situation as Mr. Sedláček.
I would say that the Ministry of Finance totally failed with hedging the position of the EU funds. I would say it's totally stupid policy. I cannot be any polite or something like that. It's stupid policy, I would say.
One thing that the current appreciation of the Czech crown has brought into sharp focus is how vulnerable a small, export-dependent economy like the Czech Republic is to the vagaries of international markets. In the past, many European countries used to use interventionist mechanisms, such as currency devaluation, to stave off the impact of adverse exchange rate fluctuations. Some exporters have been calling on the Czech government to take a similarly proactive approach to curbing the strength of the Czech crown. But is such an idea feasible in today's global economy, where non-protectionist, free market thinking holds sway? Aleš Michl again.
Simple answer, no option for the government. I would say that the best choice for the government is not to do anything about the Czech exchange rate and to focus on the economic growth of the Czech Republic. And I would say that there is no choice for the Czech National Bank as well, because there can be some intervention, but I would say there can be on a short-term correction because of the intervention, but in the long term they don't have any change against the globalized financial market.
Tomáš Sedláček generally concurs with this view, although he does add that there is actually one highly effective thing the government could do to eliminate exchange rate uncertainty.
One of the key reasons why euro was introduced in vast majority of European countries was this, to get rid of this very unpredictable, sometimes harming, strengthening and weakening of mutual currencies. So one thing that the government can do is to speed up the accession process. Otherwise, there is very little the Czech National Bank or the government can do.
Tomáš Sedláček speaking to Colleen O'Connor. And that edition of Talking Point brings us to the end of today's program here on Radio Prague.